The Ben Ish Chai wrote many Sfarim, as we know. He has beautiful drushos called Ben Ish Chai. And the second chelik in chelik Beis, in the drushos for Shabbos HaGadol, Drush Aleph, he brings the following mashal, a very interesting set of stories. And he says that there was a teacher, a Rebbe, who used to run a Beis Medrash in his home. And the way that the Beis Medrash was set up is that everything the students needed were taken care of. All the food and all the learning and the davening was there. And therefore, throughout the course of the day, the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash in his house never really needed to go outside or see the world around them. And they were pretty much protected in this cocoon inside this Beis Medrash. And one day, the teacher told the Talmidim, everybody stand up, get your coats, we're going out for a walk. So they got very excited. We're going to go out into the fields, into the forest, commune with nature, be a very lovely time, get some fresh air. And the Rebbe told them, no, not exactly. We're not going into the fields and we're not going to commune with nature. Rather, we're going to go to the market. We're going to go to the shuk and see the bustle and the hustle of what's going on and all the different people and their issues and the things that people are dealing with and the stores and the bartering and all the noise. And the students got very apprehensive. It's a very dangerous place out there in the shuk and going out to, you know, the middle of Manhattan, Yeshiva Bachram, they weren't sure what's going to be. So they said, the Rebbe said, no, enough, get your coats, let's go. And everyone got up and they went out into the shuk and they went out into the street. And as they went and they were walking through the market, so they made a few stops. At the first stop, they went outside of a store. And outside the store, there were a number of men, five or six men, who were carrying very large packages, huge, huge packages, moving men, hundreds and hundreds of pounds being carried on their shoulders, on their backs. They were carrying so much that the men were sweating profusely, sweat dripping down them, working very, very hard, very, very difficult labor, carrying all this stuff. And the Rebbe asked one of the moving men in the middle while they were moving, how much do you get paid at the end of the day? And they said, a few dollars, and this is the work we have, this is what we do, but we like our work because we have what at the end of the day? Enough to bring home some food to our family, and this is our job. And even though it's very difficult and we're sweating and literally back-breaking labor, this is what we do because this is what we have to get done. So the Rebbe turned to the Talmidim and said, look at this. These moving men who are sweating and grunting and moving so much and it's so difficult and it's so heavy, and at the end of the day they get a few dollars just to feed their families, but nevertheless they pick up the burden, they carry these huge packages back and forth tens and tens of times in and out of the store in order just to get their reward at the end of the day. How much more so, he told them, us, we sometimes complain it's too difficult, I'm tired, I can't get up, I have too much to do, it's too much of a struggle, I don't want to sit up, sit down, I can't. For even greater reward at the end of the day. In the Olam HaEmes, the reward for Talmud Torah is almost incalculable. And yet sometimes we feel too tired. He says, look at these people, for just a little amount of reward, they struggle and they sweat and they put in effort in order to get this small reward at the end of the day. They moved on further down to the Shuk, and they came to another store, and by the entrance of the store, there was the owner of the store who was sitting with a plate of food in front of him, and he was sitting with his ledger and books and flipping pages back and forth, looking at his Excel sheets, putting the file away, bringing it up, going and clicking all over the place. And the Rebbe noticed what was going on. He said, I want you to look at this man. And he's, as they're sitting there, the son of the owner comes out. And he says, Father, the food here is cold. It's been sitting here for 3-4 hours. You haven't touched your food. What's going on? So the owner explained that as I was going through the books, I saw that something wasn't adding up exactly. A few dollars here or there wasn't fitting together properly. Maybe something was missing. Maybe something was extra. And I'm going through the ledgers, going through the Excel sheet to make sure that everything fits properly. And I just didn't pay attention to the food at all. Could you please go back and warm up the food again and bring it out? Because I just couldn't pay attention because I was so focused on what I was doing in order I could figure out the proper accounting for our books. So the teacher turned to the students again and explained, there's a lesson here as well. When we sit and we focus on our learning and we take the time to dedicate to sit and learn our Torah properly, so that should also be our feeling regarding food or other things around us. The man didn't even notice his food was sitting there and it got cold for hours and hours because he was trying to figure out a few dollars here and there to make sure everything added up properly. And us, we sit down to learn. We're looking at our phone, and something is distracting us to get up, 5 coffee breaks, to go to the water fountain again, and all these different types of distractions. But if we had the same focus over a few dollars to try to make sure that all of our accounting of our books and our ledgers and our Excel sheets were in proper order, we also would ignore the food around us and ignore everything else. but sometimes we get distracted as well. And therefore, just like this man is trying to make sure everything is calculated properly, and he can't even notice the warm food near him, his lunch or his dinner, that should also be similarly our focus when it comes to the few moments or the hour we dedicate to our learning. And finally, as the group was heading back towards the Beis Medrash, they were walking in the street again, and they came across young children playing. And these children were having the best time, the most enjoyable experience. This one was running, this one was jumping up and down, the other one was singing, the other one was spinning in a circle. And the Ben Ishchai describes in depth all the different shenanigans that were going on with these children, how just they were so in such pleasure and excitement without a care in the world. And again, the Rebbe turns to Talmidim and said, look over here. These children could care less about what people think about them, what they're doing. They're so besimcha. This one over there is, the Ben Ishchai says, this one was urinating in the corner, and this one was jumping around, and this one over here. And nobody cares, because they're just besimcha, and they're happy, and not caring what other people are telling them, what they're doing is right or wrong. And therefore, said the Rebbe to the students again, often, we're embarrassed to talk about our Torah learning, or to display our Torah learning. We might be sitting at a wedding, so maybe we don't bring a sefer because we don't want to seem like we're too frum, so we look at our cell phone instead. Or we're afraid that we're going to maybe leave a meeting of people because I have to go to a chavrusa, or I have to go to learning, or I have to go hear a shir. I don't want to get up, it might be embarrassing, people are going to think, what, I'm too frum, too focused on my learning, too distracted by what's going on in the world. And therefore he says, just like these children, they're so besimcha and so happy when it comes to our Torah learning as well. We should not care what other people say. This is going to be too much. Or people are going to feel that you're too frum, you're too involved in your learning, why can't it be normal, have a good time with the guys. So too over here as well, we should have the same perspective as these children when it comes to our own Limud HaTorah as well. So the Ben Ishchai then goes on to explain that the message here, the nimshal from the Rebbe to students is that sometimes we need to look around and see that other things in the world can inform us about how we learn. That's why the Rebbe took the students to the shuk, not to go into the field with the forest and commune with nature. He took them to the shuk to show them how other people engage and what is important to them, and how they use those skills and those lessons to focus on what's important in their life. And to bring a proof to this, the Ben Ishchai quotes the second pasuk in our parsha in a most ingenious way to highlight this idea of who we should learn from. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to b'nei Yisrael, ve'amart aleihem, and say to them, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban, a person who wants to bring a korban, a person who wants to come close, to be makriv himself, to come close to Hashem. So what is he supposed to do? How am I supposed to get myself closer to Hashem? Who should I look at? Says the Torah, min ha-behema. First thing you need to look at is the behema, the person who schleps, the animal, the big ox who's schlepping back and forth. See all the effort he puts in? Learn from the behema. Look at the big ox to see how he gets his work done. Also, sometimes you have to look, min ha-bakar. Look at the person who's bikur. Look at the person who looks closely and inspects and pays close attention to his work, being distracted by everything else on the outside. Look at the bakar, look at the person who is mevaker, looks closely at what he's doing, and pushes out all the other distractions. And finally, min hatzon. Look at the small sheep, look at the tzon kadoshim, look at the holy Jewish children, who are just so carefree and so besimcha nervos Hashem, and they serve Hashem in the way they see is fit, and they're not worried about what other people will say about them. So therefore, says the Ben Ishchai, you want to come close to Hashem, you need to look min habehema, min habakar, min hatzon. Look at these three people, and that will help you be makrid yourself to Hashem. Takrivus korbanchem. That will bring a person karev close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the ingenious mashal here of the Ben Ishchai related to the pesukim in our parsha. And this is important for everyone at all different stages. Sometimes we need to trick ourselves and trick the Yetzer Hara to be successful in learning. And what that means is we need to look at other people who are successful and see how do they use their methodology of success to grow in their arena, whatever it is they're doing. So if that means, look at athletes, how do athletes push themselves to be the best they can be? Legally, of course. A person looks at great minds, how do people with great intellects, great professors, people with great genius, how do they focus and use their brains to work at its full capacity? And also, what tools do successful people use to go to the heads of their arenas and to become the top in their fields? Look at their methodologies, look at what they do, whether it means in schlepping, whether it means in focus, whether it means in not worrying about outside distractions and doing what you feel is correct in order to succeed. Go to other arenas, go into the shuk, and see what people use to be successful in their areas of their service in the world, and steal and take those ideas for yourself so you can be makriv yourself and come close to Hashem as well in your own Limud HaTorah.